Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. I have with me Katrina Hansens-Carlson, and she is the author of Set to Win, Purpose-Driven Global Entrepreneur Consultant and Speaker Empowering Entrepreneurs to Find Their Driving Purpose and Reinvent Themselves with Ultimate Success with the Globability Unique Entrepreneurial Blueprint Consultation based on neuroscience. And that neuroscience, she is an expert in neuroscience for success, and that's to transform lives of entrepreneurs around the world. It's pretty cool stuff. Wait till we get into it. I had a conversation with Katarina the other evening, and I found it so fascinating. I thought she's definitely got to be on the podcast. With her proven approach, she helps individuals uncover their authentic identity, driving purpose, and compelling vision in just one day. Katarina's passion lies in unlocking the science behind success, helping high achievers break through limiting beliefs and step fully into their God-given potential. But this conversation I'm looking forward to. Welcome, Katarina.
Thank you so much, Janine. My pleasure to be here.
There's so much to unpack within that.
Yeah.
And people have heard of neuroscience, but I don't think a lot of people really understand what it is. Now, I have got an expert with me, so you're going to help us make it a little bit clearer for everybody.
Okay, well, that's a great question, Janine. And if we understand neuroscience, if we understand how our mind works, not so much our brain, then we have much more control over our lives. Now, does the brain actually think? No, it doesn't. Our mind thinks and uses our brain to think. We need to be very careful of our thoughts, because our thoughts, as we know, create reality. Mm-hmm. So once we master our thoughts, we master our lives. And what we need to know is the reptilian brain at the back of our heads. You can put your hand right here, just above your spine, is the center of your sabotage strategy. Now, what does that mean? It wants to keep you safe and small. It doesn't want you to leave your comfort zone. So as an entrepreneur, as a successful businesswoman, it does not work. So you need to listen to your inner saboteur, but don't follow its advice.
Now that's right. Interesting. Listen to it, meaning that you do need to pay attention that there is what's there and that you're hearing certain things. But then how do you then identify that as a sabotaging voice as opposed to the voice that's going to lead you in the direction of success?
Great question, Colleen. Thank you. The inner saboteur, your reptilian mind, the inner saboteur, will always be fear-based. So if it's a fearful sound, then ignore it, because it wants to keep you safe and smile. But if it's a quiet, loving voice within you that says, yes, you can do this, listen to that. The Inner saboteur doesn't want us to take risks. Now, calculated risks are absolutely essential in business. I'm sure you would agree with me, Colleen. We
Definitely.
have to take certain risks and we have to leave our comfort zone. We can't stay in our comfort zone and be successful. It doesn't work. We have to leave it and challenge ourselves and keep challenging ourselves until, well, ad infinitum, really, because then we grow. We grow with our business, we grow with life, and that's essentially what life is about. It's about growing, becoming who you've always wanted to be. So,
And who you meant to be
listen.
too, Katerina. Not just who you
Sorry?
wanted to be, not just who you wanted to be, but who you're meant to be.
How you're
Well.
meant to be, absolutely right from the get-go. It's almost like we have a unique brilliance within us that wants to be expressed. And we cannot truly thrive until this inner brilliance is expressed. When we do, then we're giving back to the world and we can thrive.
Now, that there's a whole lot again there to unpack with different ideas. Let's step back a little bit because both you and I have a fair bit of years of experience behind us.
Yes.
Why is this something that you work on now? You know, who is Katerina and where have you been to get to here?
Yeah, another great question. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I was married to my soulmate. I actually found my soulmate. We had two beautiful children. We lived in the suburbs of Stockholm. But I felt lonely and I felt lost. And I'm sure a lot of women can relate to this. They think, when I find, my guy, my partner, when I have my children, I'm going to be happy. And then they feel empty and lost. Isn't that amazing? You have, wealth, two cars, two businesses. Everything looks hunky-dory from the outside. But inside, you may feel lonely in the middle of your family, and you may feel lost. Now, I felt that. And eventually, I just kept listening to that voice inside me that says, keep searching, keep going, trust me, just keep going. So I actually searched for my core values. I didn't know I was searching for my core values, but when I found them, truth, greatness, and vision, my whole life changed. My whole life changed. I thought, I need to find my truth. What is Katerina's truth? What is my greatness? Now, with that may sound very, well, what shall I say? Arrogant. It may sound arrogant, but we all have this brilliance in us and we need to give it to the world. So when you find your greatness, your brilliance, give it to the world.
And that's why the world needs that too, Katerina. There's so many
Absolutely.
people that go to their grave with their greatness still inside them.
Absolutely. And
It's scary. It's really scary listening to it and
scary. It
taking
is scary
action.
because people are generally lost through our educational system. We start off, according to NASA research, 98% of 1,600 children in the United States were demonstrating creative genius up to the age of six. By the time they're in their teens, it's down to 12. By the time these same children became adults, it was down to only 2% were demonstrating creative genius. And we have this creative genius within us, and we can find it. There is a way.
So what did you do about it?
Well, I found my truth. Who is Katerina as an entrepreneur? Who am I spiritually? And then I found, what is my gift? And my gift is to find other people's truth, greatness, and vision. Because once you do, you could thrive, right? But you also were circling back to the inner saboteur again. We also have to find out, what is my saboteur doing? You know, what is its strategy? And how can I define it and reinvent it? Because we need to do that, because most small businesses fail in the first 5 years. And for me, it's self-sabotage.
So did you stay in the marriage and just work through it?
No. My husband married a nanny.
And that sounds like a cliche, does it?
Yeah, it was definitely a cliche.
I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I know it's a long time ago, so I didn't mean to laugh at that.
I'm not sad about it, because it freed me up. I mean, my former spouse wanted a younger woman that perhaps he could control better. And he got her. He's still married to her. And good luck to them, you know, because I got to be free. Yeah. And discover who I was.
Would you have made the decision if that hadn't happened, do you think?
Would I blame it?
I know when we talked the other night, you said you went to the States and did some study, which I'd love you to expand on. But if he hadn't have chosen to do what he did, do you think you would have set yourself free?
Yes. Oh, yes. In whatever situation I was in, I was soul driven. I had no other choice but listen to my spirit, to my soul. And that made perfect sense. In the end, when you look back, if you're soul and spirit driven, everything makes sense. Everything you go through, the most difficult things, the most wonderful things, everything starts to make sense. When you're spiritually and soul aligned.
It's not something that most people can just go, okay, I'm going to be soul and spirit aligned. How did you reach that awareness, that point?
That's a very complex question. I mean, when I was a child, you could say I knew that my relationship with God was paramount. I just knew it at 5 years old. I used to sing hymns sitting in bed. I used to read my Bible. I don't read my Bible anymore, but I was already very, very connected with God, because my life with my family didn't actually make much sense.
Okay.
But God made sense to me. So for people who are agnostic or atheist, if they connect with nature, nature is spiritual.
Okay.
And when they connect with nature, they connect with God, even if they don't believe in a God.
Okay.
So you're right, Colleen. You can't just say, well, now I'm going to be spiritually soul-driven. I'm going to be like Katerina. No, no, you can't just decide like that. Is your soul and spirit ready for the real journey, for the journey that is going to help you grow towards becoming everything you can be, to becoming a leader?
And you, when we spoke the other night, you mentioned about doing some training or awareness or just being part of an environment, a space when you were in the US.
Yes, I studied with a spiritual master for 7 years. There were 1,000 of us sitting on the floor listening to the most brilliant teacher in the world, who taught us about neuroscience. He taught us about the brain. He taught us about reality. And then I thought, well, yes, but that's all well and good, but I have to make money. You know, I'm sure that you can relate to that. A lot of people who are very spiritual need to start thinking, how can I make an income? Mm-hmm. So I studied with Bernie Dorman, Income Builders International, and he taught me how to become an entrepreneur. And I love being an entrepreneur. I'm also a visionary. I didn't know I was a visionary, but I'm a visionary entrepreneur. And later on, Colleen, we might give the viewers a gift of determining whether they're visionary, strategic, or marketing entrepreneurs. It's really important to know.
It is important. And it's Janine Katerina, not Colleen.
Sorry, Janine.
That's
I'm so sorry.
all right. I know we have busy lives and meet lots of people, and it's
Yeah, no, it's
I thought
Janine.
I'd
Yeah.
grab that
It's
now before we
early
went
on
a lot
on
further.
a frosty Swedish morning. Yeah, no,
And I'm
that's
sitting
no
here
excuse.
in Queensland with the, and this will go, I'm recording this in the middle of summer in Queensland. It will go live
Yeah.
about July, which will be our winter, but it's certainly not like your Swedish winter. And I've got the air
Yeah.
conditioning on here because it's a very hot, muggy day, and there's some
Yeah.
storms coming through shortly as well. I love
Yeah.
being able to do this and meet with people from the other side of the world and have these conversations
Yeah,
because
isn't that
there's so
wonderful?
much brilliance and information that women have around the world that this is what we're talking about. It needs to be shared. It needs to go out to the world. And sometimes when people are listening to something, they will, someone will resonate with them. And it's just that little stone that drops in the water and creates the ripples. And you don't know where those ripples go. But this is one of the reasons I love doing the We Are Women podcast and have done it for 10 years, is because of exactly that reason. The joy I get and the learnings and the experiences and the openings from having conversations with people like yourself. But it's also knowing that this that ripple effect is reaching out to other people, and it's just wonderful. So yes, you're in
Absolutely.
Sweden. You do not have a Swedish accent, by the way.
No, I was actually born in the UK, so I'm Scots and Belgian. I was born in Scotland. My father was Scots, my mother was Belgian, and then we lived in Cambridge and in London. And then I married a Swede. So my family is here.
It's very European, that, isn't it? You know, there's
Oh
Australians
yeah.
tend to
Yeah,
marry
we come from
Australians.
country to country. Yeah, because our countries are about, the size of an American state,
Yes.
so yeah, we have lots of different languages, lots of different cultures in a way, but we're all European. Yeah.
Yes, whereas we are, Australia is a long way from anywhere, so we may marry a New Zealander, but that's about as far as most people go. It's
Right,
not
that's
the
true.
rule, but it tends to be what happens. The Now you touched a bit on the visionary and the other points, which we'll go into because I know that you have got something as an offer, and I'll put that offer into the socials now. So when we talk about it, people will be able to access it from when I'm recording this and not from when it goes live.
Right.
I found this a really interesting conversation, and I. Since we chatted the other night and you brought up this point, I've been observing other people to see where they fit. So can you explain about the three different styles?
Do you mean visionary, strategic, or organization, or marketing
Marketing.
entrepreneur? Okay, absolutely. So when I discovered this, Janine, I realized how important this is, not only in business, but in actual relationships. So, for example, Janine, I think you're a strategist, and you may well be married to a visionary who doesn't know he's a visionary, right? He's a
Yeah, I don't think he knows he is, but I think that's probably best where
Visionaries
it's.
often don't realize that they're visionaries. And I'm a visionary. We often feel very lost, like lost in school, because we have a different way of thinking. We're highly creative, and the educational system is not creative. It's not created to bring out your creative genius. So if you're a visionary, you love new things, you love ideas, you love to create something for the world, for the future. You may come up with so many different ideas that you exasperate everybody around you because you don't pick just one idea. And visionaries need to pick just one idea, like my idea for the entrepreneurial blueprint consultation and training. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I will do it for the rest of my life in, but I will diversify. I will use it as a training, as a consultation in schools, etc., etc. So a visionary is an idea person. And we don't usually like to strategize much, and we don't, we're normally very afraid of selling and marketing, but we need to listen to our ideas and take them seriously. So if you think you're a visionary, you probably are. Now,
my youngest son is definitely a visionary.
There you go. There you go. And you can
but
help
he also
him.
Has ADHD, so trying to keep him on track to do anything he's 40, and he, yeah, it's just trying to keep him on track is, it's, his conversations are all over the place, but yes, he comes up with some really unique ideas on things that just seem to make a lot of sense when you look at them from a different perspective.
No, exactly, because you're a strategist, he's a visionary, he thinks everybody understands him, and he can't understand why people don't understand him, right? And he gets frustrated with that, right? Because he thinks, well, you know, I understand it, why don't you understand it, right? Okay, so...
Yeah, so the visionary is... But like we said, my husband's a visionary but probably doesn't know it. What does that mean?
Well, he hasn't understood that he has an amazing skill within him. To have a visionary, to be a visionary means that you have ideas for mankind, for the future, for yourself. You're highly creative. You're thinking of solutions the whole time, right? So your husband may not share it with you, and it's a tricky situation when the wife's a strategist like you are, and your husband is a visionary. The strategist usually doesn't have a lot of respect for, you know, may not be your case at all, but as strategists, we get very frustrated with visionaries. It's like, well, pick one idea and communicate it with me so I can understand it, and pick one idea and then strategize it, okay? So if you back his ideas and you help and you listen to him and you help him actually communicate his ideas in a very simple way, because visionaries, you know, I know,
with my youngest son, it's so
we
obvious.
Talk about people's
heads. He can't communicate the ideas. I don't know. I still don't know about my husband. comparing the two of those, he's just, yes. Anyway, it's not about us.
Okay. All right. So if you're a strategist, and we all need strategies, because it's not enough to have a vision. It's not enough to have an idea. If you're going to run a business, you need systems, you need strategies. I used to call this an organization entrepreneur, but most people said, no, that's kind of boring. But a strategist is...
Oh, I don't know, I'm organized. As I said, I'm recording this in December and it's going live in July the following year. So
yeah.
It's organized.
You're a strategist. You've got your... plan so that you can go abroad and you're free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But without the strategy, you wouldn't be able to do that, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So we need systems, we need strategies. And why do we need that? We need to be able to sell. So we need to be able to either be a marketer ourselves or find a natural born marketer. Now, how can you tell if you're a natural born marketer? You love to talk, you love people, you love to give, you're generous. Hopefully you're an integrity as a marketer and you sell what you believe in. If you do, you're going to be a very good marketer. So if you're this kind of person, it's not that you have a lot of ideas, it's just that when you get an idea from someone else and you believe in it, and you want to market it, you probably will be very, very, very successful. But you need to be inspired by a visionary, and you need to still have the strategists.
See, the thing is, Katerina, I've been in sales for 30 years as well, and very successful and very good at it. Because when we talked
Yes.
about this, well, I go, you know, I've got ideas coming up all the time. But I suppose the difference with it is I actually follow through with most of them.
Yes, you do.
And the marketing and the sales, it's just easy. It's just easy as well. And I like
Yes.
people. So that's where I'm going, oh, I'm sort of a bit of
Yeah.
everything.
So
But I
you are
know
a
I'm an
strategist.
organizer. Yeah.
Strategy is number one. You've got, but you're also very skilled in marketing. You're also very skilled in ideas, in visionary. You've got visionary and skills. So you've got everything together. This is wonderful. But you're a natural born strategist. If somebody said, okay, Janine, we're going to do the marketing for you. We're going to do the visionary start for you. We just want you to strategize and create structures. Would you be happy with that?
No, not at all.
Oh, you want to do everything.
I want to do everything.
Wonderful. Okay. And not everybody's like you, Janine, because I mean, very successful business people are very much like you. But if you're a visionary or you're a marketer, get a team. Find out, work with a visionary, work with a strategist, work with a marketer. If you've got all three, you are unstoppable.
And that's what I was going to bring up because that's what makes business successful is having the right people. I'm working with a client at the moment that is a visionary on steroids. He's just got ideas and ideas and ideas and ideas. So he's hired
There you go.
me to help him put strategies in place.
Yes, and communicate simply so a 7-year-old can understand. I remember when I first came up with the entrepreneurial blueprint consultation, I went to Income Builders International. I was so excited. I said, oh, blah, 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 whatever I said. And people just moved on to the next person. And I said, well, wait a minute. What can I get some feedback? He said, way above our heads, we don't understand a word you're saying. So I learned to say, I can find your entrepreneurial blueprint, your wow idea in 4 hours, guaranteed. I mean, nothing could be much clearer than that. And they said, well, okay, we're interested.
And that's it, getting it clear, getting the story clear. And
Yes.
I do tend to work with quite a lot of people who can't get that clear. The ideas are there, but that they will take 1,000 words to explain something that I can say in five. It's
Exactly.
yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, it's certainly interesting. And I'm just looking at my photo, my face, it's getting darker and darker. The room, the lights are not on in the room. So for those that are watching this and not just listening to it, excuse me while I just disappear for a second and turn the light on. Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting here in the complete dark in a moment because we're recording this in the evening for me and in the morning for Katarina. Just watch.
Yes, that's right.
There we go.
That's better.
Yeah. We've got some light happening now. Makes a difference. I just find all of that fascinating and it's really helpful because you can identify people. But that's probably one of the reasons that some businesses don't succeed because there's all the great ideas. I call them the technicians. They come in with these great ideas and then they don't know the other components on how to get
Yeah,
that.
they don't know how to strategize. They don't know how to market. Yeah, and if you can't market, you don't have a business. You don't have any clients. You don't have the income.
But it would be the same with somebody that is just a strategist that can go in and say, right, I've been doing that. Now I'll get in there and do this, but how do we make the business grow? They'll probably be successful in business, but then without vision to take it further, then they're not going to probably have those opportunities. Is that sort of how that works?
Yeah, without vision, a business stagnates. So you need to have a vision, a driving purpose that keeps you going, and inspires you to new ideas.
So in this era, there's a lot happening in the world. There's a lot of, I mean, I love that we're talking soul and spirit and business together. It has to happen.
Yes.
You can't have just business. You need to have the other components, and how
Absolutely.
a person finds it is because there's that. Some people might just call it intuition as opposed to what that means.
Yeah.
But the world is interesting at the moment. And I mean, there's
Yeah.
gone through changes over time quite a lot. And I'm since probably 2020 feeling the energy of the world has shifted significantly. So sometimes it's just scary, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is scary. We do live in scary times because our leaders are pretty scary. There's still war on our planet, which is, for me, it's for Neanderthal, somebody just decides, oh, my country isn't big enough. I need to take the next country. And they go to war, and thousands, millions die. I mean, war is such an archaic idea. It's crazy, but it's still going on our planet.
And that
So,
level of is
go
that
ahead.
I know when 2020 occurred, for someone who likes to be in control, I felt out of control. And is that I'm just sort of trying to pick up it energetically, because when we're in business, we want to feel like we're in control of our lives and our
Yes.
businesses. But when there's all this chaos happening around us, you mentioned that you've got to step out of your comfort zone and you've got to keep going and putting on taking challenges. But when there's chaos happening around you, then that's even more difficult to do that.
Yes. This is a very, very important question, and we need to be prepared because, there are some scary premonitions going around, and we need to stay calm because our families need to stay calm, and we need to be prepared. In other words, when people say, buy gold and silver, yes, buy gold and silver because that may actually save you, save your house, save your family. When people say, well, there's going to be a crisis in the future. Store food, honestly. Store food, store water, store gold and silver. Even if you have just a little, do something. And when you start to be prepared, and then you start to know that, okay, well, I can feed my family for the next year or up to 3 years. I have enough, gold or silver to be able to pay whatever I need to do, because we don't know about, financially, we don't know where the world is going, and it doesn't look good at the moment. But instead of being in fear, go into action, make small moves. For example, I order extra gluten-free oats and honey, because I know I could live on that for about 3 years, and my family could too. So I store that. Okay, I do buy silver, I do buy gold, I do store a little water. I haven't figured that really out yet, but those are the things that we need to survive in the future. And we may
Interesting.
go through a crisis of about 3 years, but we are women, and we are strong, and our focus is on our families and our survival, and we can survive. So instead of fear, go into action.
Yeah, I like that. That's not that fear-based. And Although there is chaos around us here in Australia, and people who come to the country are choosing to bring their own battles with them that they left behind, we're a long way from everywhere else. So Europe seems to be a little bit different than it seems closer to home, though, Katerina, the chaos.
In Europe,
Yes.
you mean?
Yes.
That's very possible. I mean, we're obviously very, very close to, what's happening in the States, and what's happening to this in the States does look scary. So, yeah, we're probably next. If we look at what's happening in the States now, in 5 to 10 years, it may well happen to us, or even, a shorter time. It's hard to predict, but what I said before is make sure that you are okay, that you can survive.
And how about, with building business and figuring out our entrepreneurial spirit, what we're going to build, how can, I mean, that's an action taking, but looking at how can you stay focused if there is chaos around you? But just chaotic energy probably is a better word, better definition than chaos. Chaotic energy.
The answer, as always, is love. The answer is look at your priorities. We women, we prioritize our children. Thank goodness we do. We prioritize those we love. And, it could extend to the whole community, but we need to take care of our children, our relatives first. And when we focus on love rather than fear, then we survive and we can even thrive in the hardest of times.
Yes, and look, one thing that the regular listeners would have heard me say many times is that we need to feed ourselves first. So we need to feed ourselves so that we're energetically prepared. We are
Yes.
financially prepared.
Yes.
We are emotionally prepared, mentally
Absolutely.
prepared, and we've got all of those skills within us. And understanding ourselves better, as with your blueprint, I'm sure that makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference because you're absolutely right, Janine, that you start with yourself. You start with self-love. Many of us as women are taught not to love ourselves, to love everybody else, to serve everybody else, and put ourselves last. No. You need to put the mask on your face first before you help the people around you, just like you would in an airplane before a crash, for example. So love yourself first. Love yourself unconditionally. Because the more you love yourself, it's like you fill this body, this bottle of wine, with so much wonderful wine that the wine pours out to everybody else. And you don't have to try to love anybody because you have so much love within yourself. So
Yes.
it's easy.
Yeah, and through that, and how that's demonstrated for some people, it is different from others. Some will be purely from the heart and emotional. And I know for me, it's always a bit different with family than it is with people in your wider circle. But for me, it comes from, I know how to help you. That's that space that, look, I have to be honest, and some of the listeners may have heard this before. I used to give advice where it wasn't needed. Well, it was needed. It was badly needed, but it wasn't requested.
Right.
And usually it was after a couple of glasses of wine, until
Okay.
my husband reminded me
But
one
you're a
night.
strategist, right? You know
Yes,
how things should work,
I know how
right?
to fix things. It's all right. And my husband reminded me that really people don't want to hear it. And I thought, you know what? You are correct. The people
Yes.
that want to hear it will pay me from now on. And that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years, is having people pay me to get my advice and help, depending on, whatever it is that they require. And it does, but it's still something for me to be able to share ideas, to be able to, you know, see something happening in a certain way, and then offer information. And usually, you know, it's in a networking event or somewhere where there's people that are smart enough to go, okay, that's great. I need the information. It's not in a social setting after a while. But it's that's my love. You know, for someone like my husband thinks it's being intrusive, but it's me showing love to people because I just want everyone to have success, happiness, whatever it is. And if I can help just with one little sentence or just to make a tiny bit of difference, that's how I do it. And it comes across bossy sometimes.
Yes. And that's it's a phenomenon that a lot of strategists have, because strategists want, they see clearly how the system can work. They see clearly what advice people need. However, it gets to be controlling.
Oh, yes.
And when it gets to that point, it's not okay anymore, right?
No.
Because everybody has the right to live their lives as they see fit, right? Even, and especially our own family, right? We need to give them space to say, okay, I would suggest that you do this and this and this. And if they say, no, I'm not interested. Yeah, don't give me advice. I didn't ask for it.
I know my sons are 40-year-old men now, so I haven't attempted to give them advice for a long time. Although for my youngest one, he's not quite 40 yet, and I said, so just get me this straight. So is it when you turn 40 you start looking after your health, or is that just something that you're thinking of? That's the way that I put that one to him, and he goes, oh, possibly.
Right.
Rather than saying, you need to look after your health better.
Right. We always need to look after our health. Mm-hmm. Our health needs to be, for me, it's number one. Because if I'm not healthy, how can I have the energy to run one business and two foundations and, you know, to run my life and, you know, take care of my family as well? How can I do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It does take energy to do it. Tell me about the foundations. I didn't know about those ones, Katerina.
All right, so I went to Homerton College, Cambridge, and which is a very was it was the very good teachers training college. It's now part of the university. It was affiliated before. And I was shocked at the educational system because I could see it was dumbed downing brilliance. So I became a psychotherapist, and then I became a consultant. And then when I found my core values, truth, greatness, and vision, I thought, this needs to be in schools. Children need to know, this is who I am. This is what I'm up to. This is my driving purpose, or this is my great idea, or this is how I can serve others. And this is where I want to go in 1 year, 3 year, 5 years. And I want to self-lead. You know, I don't want to necessarily listen to everybody else who thinks I should be a certain way. I want to listen to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm doing leadership trainings, self-leadership trainings in Stockholm. It's an afternoon school program. We're creating an entrepreneurial academy in Dubai for women from girls from the age of 14 to about 25, for women who have lost themselves in their culture, who haven't found their brilliance, who haven't become entrepreneurs, but who want to leave school with a business they can monetize. We also have a school in Cape Town that connected with the partners of this school for underprivileged children in Cape Town.
That sounds so, absolutely wonderful. And I love the idea of, I find that the education system now is a bit like a funnel. It just feeds information to you and you don't have the opportunity to challenge it, be curious, or yes, challenge it's probably the best word. So something like that would just That just really impresses me, because we need the next generation coming through, not just having been fed some narrative that other people want you to believe, but for them to look at all different aspects of something and question it and then feel what's right for them. That's what we need to
Absolutely.
be able to do.
What's right for the individual? We lose our individuality in schools, unfortunately. We become, it's the system, as you say, information is like thrown at us. It's without, I mean, and we live in an age of information. I mean, students come to me and say, "Katerina, I've just been to a history lesson and it was so boring. And I wasted a whole hour of my life with this teacher who tries to teach us, but she's already bored. But in 10 minutes, I can go on YouTube and find out everything I need to know. And then it's fun. And I can ask questions and AI answers them." So we live in a completely different age now. Young children's brains actually work faster, their minds work faster. So we need to adapt to this. So children are linguistic geniuses up to the age of six. They should be learning three languages easily, easily. Because what are they doing? In Sweden, up to the age of seven, they play. Well, they learn a little bit about numbers, a little bit, about reading and writing. Not much, though, but most of the time they're playing. They could be learning three languages. They learn English later, but children's linguistic abilities are phenomenal up to the age of six. So they think it's a game. Well, it is a game, So, and then by the time they're five, they should start with their Brilliance app, which is all questions about, what do you do in your spare time? What do you love to do? What teacher do you love? What's your favorite subject? What's your least favorite subject? All about them. So teachers have access to this child's brilliance and what they really want to do, what life means for them. And then children, I mean, no matter whether they're artists or entertainers or whatever they've decided, or astronauts, whatever they decide to be, they can also have an entrepreneurial job on the side. Not a job, a business on the side. They can leave school with a business they can monetize. I think every child should do that,
Yeah,
because then they never have to worry about money, because
no, that makes so
12
much
years,
sense. Yeah, absolutely.
leave school
But
with a
you've got to
business.
be able to, one, not be fearful, which children tend not to be unless it's told that they should be fearful of something. They tend to be able to just take on things without a lot of thought. I mean, have you ever seen a kid that's never seen a computer before just get on and actually master
Yeah.
with, because they're not scared they're going to press the wrong buttons. But once they start getting fed information about, or maybe you shouldn't be doing that, that could be dangerous. Or if you do that, then you're not going to be liked by other kids because you'll be more successful. There's all of this stuff that comes at you that programs you. And then the reptilian brain from where we started the conversation comes in and goes, well, that's not a good idea. You better not do that.
Exactly. We have all been programmed, and we need to unprogram ourselves, and we need to find our brilliance and express it. And it can be done, because it never goes away.
No. And I loved what you said earlier as well about stepping out of your comfort zone. And I actually have a poster in my house. I've had it up in our other bathroom that says life begins at the end of your comfort zone, Neil Donald Walsh quote.
Yeah, it
Because it's
begins
just
with
a good
the
reminder all the time. You've got to get uncomfortable. And I think that's what has led to me. People go, you're just confident with things. And I think it's because I just go, I do things that make me scared of, and I just go do them because,
Yes.
and they're not frightening. So.
No, exactly. It's like AI with me. I mean, I love ChatGPT, and there are technical issues sometimes when I'm setting up a business that, I never knew what an endpoint was. A lot of people don't know what an endpoint was, but the other day I had to change my endpoint on Stripe, and I had no clue how to do it. But the thing is, just like you, Janine, I put my timer on for like 30 minutes or an hour, whatever. And then I say, oh, I'm going to give this my best shot for an hour. And if it doesn't work, I'll get help, right? So it sounds like this is what you do, Janine, that you feel the fear and do it anyway, right?
Always.
And then you become, that's how confidence grows. You go, well, now Katerina knows what an endpoint is. Janine knows how to use, IT, whatever it is, complicated things.
The and yes, I travel once a fortnight, 60 kilometers at night to a meeting, and I really enjoy what I do when I get there. I'm driving on highways, and other people have gone, well, I can't drive that far. I don't drive at night. That's really scary. And
Yes.
I just go and do it.
You just do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you
And
just do it.
yeah. And little by little, it doesn't scare you anymore, right? Because it becomes a habit and you go, well, I've done it before, I'll do it again. Fine. I'll just put on some music or whatever. And you start enjoying it. Yeah.
Or turn up in a room full of strangers and just turn up, not a problem.
Yeah.
Although
Beautiful.
I am known to turn up to the opening of an envelope, so I do like people. I do like being around it.
Good for
Katerina,
you.
we have had a trippy conversation. We've gone all around the place, all around the world. Three takeaways that you particularly want people to remember.
Well, I'd like, first of all, we're talking to women. And I want to say to women, you are way more powerful than you think. You may think, well, I'm just a mum, I'm just a wife. I'm just, stay at home. No, you are creating the world by bringing up your children. You're doing, as Bernie Dorman used to say, this is a, one of the top entrepreneurs in the States used to say that the real work is raising your family. I mean, men can do that. Do they want to do that? Not necessarily, right? They probably rather go off to work, right? And not deal with everything. Women can deal with everything. We can deal with our children. So never underestimate yourself as a woman. First of all, you gave birth, or you will give birth, or you're just a woman who does not give birth. That's fine. But never underestimate your power as a woman. And your effect on the world, because every little child you influence can become a self leader, can become one of our leaders. So that's
Excellent.
number one. Number two is that entrepreneurship is a spiritual game. And why? Because, as we've been saying, Janine, we meet challenges over and over and over and over again. And we grow with those challenges. So we grow spiritually, right? Which is, why we've come to this planet, really. I mean, we can stay the same. We can go backwards almost if we stay in our comfort zone. But when you grow spiritually, you just keep growing, you keep living. Okay.
Absolutely.
And lastly, I'd like to say that life is a spiritual game. So life is a spiritual game. Live every single day 100%.
I love
100%.
that.
Thank you. And grow every single day.
Excellent.
And inspire other people around you to grow.
Oh, absolutely love that. And that's terrific advice. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise and your knowledge and just a great conversation. I always enjoy conversations with my guests and particularly have tonight. We are certainly on the same page with a lot of components of that. And how can people, I know you mentioned that there was a free download that you wanted to offer.
Yes. If you're on this, if you're a viewer and you would like to connect with me, I'm willing to give you a 30-minute free consultation on your entrepreneurial blueprint. If you're interested in becoming an entrepreneur, or you'd like to explore whether you're a visionary, organizer, or a strategist, then please click on the link. I think you've got it, Janine.
I think so.
Otherwise,
It'll be in the show notes, I think. If not, I'll get it off you and add it to the show notes. That's a very
excellent.
generous offer. Thank you so much, Katerina. And
Very
I'm still
welcome.
trying to see the visionary in my husband, but I know he's not an organizer. We travel and we do a lot, and he plans a whole lot of his stuff if we're in the caravan and it's got all that organized. But he also knows he doesn't have to organize things when I'll just say, it's going to be this temperature, pack these things, and that's everything's organized for him. He doesn't know where we actually, he doesn't even know where we're going. He'll just, so where are we going? What's happening after we get there? It's good. No, yeah.
He's a visionary and you're a strategist, and that works perfectly as long as there's no control, then it
No,
works.
I've learned
As
after
long as you
45 years that control is not a good thing. It doesn't work.
yeah.
Not with him anyway. Thank you so much, Katerina. I really do appreciate it. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are, whether it's on your podcast app and you're listening, or you have joined us on the YouTube channel, Janine Vosper, and watching tonight. Remember to leave a review or just even leave a question if you've got something for Katerina or myself. We'd love it. Go to janinevosper.com, book a strategy call, and it guarantee if I'm not the right person for you, I just know so many other people that I can recommend that will be able to help you achieve the life and the success in business that you're looking for. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode, wherever you are in the world. Bye bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the five most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.